Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:06. It's gorgeous out the window here, at least in downtown San Francisco. Things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, really. Oh, my goodness. The sky's so blue.
I know. It's like that just crisp autumn blue. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us as your morning show. We like it. We appreciate it.
A lot.
Yeah. So here's a little something for you. If you're calling number 97 right now, we will give you tickets for Alice in Winterland. Well, that's right. One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Franti. So three great bands, and the whole Alice staff will be there. It's our Christmas party. The whole thing's presented by Bud Light, and we've got passes with whoever wins these tickets into the exclusive Sarah and Vinny pre-party.
That's right. We're going to rip it up.
Yeah,
together.
We are. It's true. It's fun. We always do a little pre-party. It's a good time, man. So if you want to win, be calling number 97, 800-400-3697. Tickets into the Sarah and Vinny pre-party and tickets to the actual party. Alice in Winterland presented by Bud Light. Call now. Oh, and I think you get to talk to Yuzi. Yuzi, are you doing that?
That's correct.
All
you
will right.
hear. You'll hear the number that you are.
Yes. You'll know what number you are and where you're calling, too. Boy.
And if you've ever wondered why we can't make our phone screener do that, we're wondering it, too. We don't know why.
Yeah.
We've tried to make him do that. It's his job. And he will not do it.
He just basically backs
Well, he's got pistachios in his other hand.
Yeah, listen, he's, you know, he's busy eating breakfast, you know. Vinny, hello.
Right.
Can't do two things at once.
Yuzi shakes her head.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Fun fact, the Bee Gees staying alive is the rhythm you're supposed to do CPR to.
Oh, breathe in your mouth, and then I back to thump in your chest, and dusting. Oh, God, you can't sit still. Maybe this is what they saw you bopping your head to, Vinny.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, you breathing, doing the breathing and the pumping? Oh, I do care.
Thing about these guys is they've got a couple good songs.
Oh, my God, they have 1,000 good songs.
Most crap. Mostly
no,
crap.
No,
yeah.
Stop it.
Absolutely, mostly crap.
Oh,
if
my
you get
God.
The best of the Bee Gees, you're like, eh, eh, brr.
Is your love how deep is
Yeah,
your
I could never
love.
Hear this again.
I really need to know.
You count that as a good one?
We're living in a world of food.
Apparently.
Guys, get okay. us down. I love this tune.
All right.
I love this tune. And there's emotion that's taking me over. Love
I
that
like
one.
That one too.
It's
huh?
called Emotion. Yeah, that's a good one. There's a million good ones. Oh my God. There's only like one bummer on the best of record.
Oh, you know the best of?
Yeah.
Yeah, see this, like you put it on and you go, yeah, this is kind of crap.
Come home to me, darling. Nobody left in this world to hold me tight. Nobody left in this world to kiss goodnight. Goodnight.
See? You like? You get to go on like, oh, what
so
was I
good.
Thinking?
What
did I buy their best of for?
So damn good.
Could have bought two singles.
Oh my God, stop it.
Love So Right, Too Much Heaven.
Oh, Too Much Heaven's a good one.
Fanny. What?
What's Fanny? I don't know Fanny.
It's on their best of.
Oh. Too much heaven, no more.
See what I'm saying?
It's harder to come by. I'm breaking it down. I got to stop. Actually, I just realized. I always forget. This is Fanny. I don't know this one. Oh, that's awful.
I told you.
Yeah, but there's more than two songs on there. The bad part about when we podcast this later is that all the third party audio will be out. It'll be me doing my bad impersonation of the Bee Gees and not knowing most of the words.
Perfect.
Yeah, come on, Adele.
408 says, hey, Sarah, maybe the physical device can't support the new updates due to limitations of design. Get over yourself, Sarah.
I can't get over myself. Well, then they should make it so that they should say, don't take this. They shouldn't send an update that's going to make my phone not work anymore and outdate my phone. Because I'm happy with the way my phone's working. So they shouldn't legally be able to do something that's going to corrupt my phone. I bought the phone. I own the phone. I don't want another phone.
It's a six. It's not like it was a...
It's a six. It's totally fine.
How old is that?
I don't know. At least 3 years.
Okay.
Came out in 2014.
Four years.
Still, it works fine. So they shouldn't send me anything that's going to corrupt it. And this whole thing where they're slowing you down... That's ridiculous. This should be, it's a crime.
Who man, 1925 says, who man was born in 74? Therefore, he's turning 44 this birthday celebration.
Boy. Thanks, Mom.
Yuzi.
Oh, she's not in there.
Can't you carpool with Bryn?
Oh.
To his birthday party.
Well, I suppose if she could get to Bryn's house, she could ride in, but are you, yeah, you probably Uber too.
We carpool sometimes together. It depends.
Well, if you're going to have some drinks at his party, I mean, we'll see. Hello.
408 says, you guys suck.
We know. Thank you. Thank
Human
you so
is
much.
Having a party to celebrate his life, and his friends don't want to go.
I want to go. I'm totally going. I'm not whining about it.
I'm not whining about it either.
I'm super going.
Easy.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. And he even gave me an outlet so I don't have to buy him a present. He's hard to buy for.
I haven't bought anything for him since the first time I did.
What'd you buy him?
I bought him this really nice North Face jacket,
mm-hmm.
and he never saw it, never said thank you, never mentioned it. I'm like, oh. I've never seen him wear it. I finally went, did you? Oh, yeah, I might have gotten that. I don't know. A lot of stuff just got given away. And I go, given away? What do you mean given? The thing I got you that I stopped on my way to your big party and got you.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to have sympathy for you, but I've seen you totally disregard gifts also, so I don't feel that bad for you. Because I've seen you, like, really not.
What are you talking about? Name one thing.
Well, specifically, this was the first time I looked at you and went, oh, my God. It was when DiNardo brought in, you had talked about some kind of pasta on the air.
Oh, cavatelli.
Yeah, and he brought you what he thought was, and I guess his wife had heard you and went like out of her way and got you this box, and you went, oh, that's not the stuff, and kind of hucked it to the side and no acknowledgement, and I went, oh my God. Damn. I looked over at Steve, I went, he says thank you.
That's Vinny's way of saying thank
you. Yeah, that's Vinny's way of saying thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember that, and that's unfortunate, but that wasn't, I don't think that was the stuff.
But there's no
it doesn't matter
to
if it's
it.
The stuff or not. Someone just gave you a gift. So I agree with your sentiment that, you know, he should have acknowledged it, but I can't really feel that bad for you.
All right.
You
know. Well, it's okay. I don't want you to feel bad. I'm not buying him any more gifts. Yeah. That's easy.
Uh-oh. Are we talking about Human?
Yeah.
I guess he gave him a jacket one time, and Human like might have given it away and doesn't remember what happened.
Yeah. The shirt we gave him. I mean,
yeah. So
I
many things I've given him, and it's just like, okay. So
the thing that Jamie had him 1 year, a couple years back, and he's like, it's like that avocado. Not even that appreciative.
No, that kid's actually trying.
That kid's trying.
Oh, an avocado! Thank you so much.
By the way, we have our Alice in Winterland and Bud Light Party winner, Danny from Santa Rosa.
See you there, Danny.
Yeah,
can't wait.
415 says, OMG, Vinny, 2 months is the best age to take your baby places. They don't do anything. An 18-month-old wants to get into everything, and they don't have a concept of what's dangerous or not, hence the baby swimming in the ocean.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to. We're just going to lay low.
If it's a choice between staying at home with my 2-month-old or camping with my 2-month-old, I'm going to go ahead and stay home.
It's much easier.
Yeah. We did take our kids camping when my kid was like 18 months old and the older one was 3. And that was a night. We left the next day. We just had enough of that. I'm like, oh my God, it's Danger Boy. Like all we did was run around. You know, no, there's no just sitting around the fire. There's only falling into the fire or, you know, running and climbing up a tree while, you know, everyone's just trying to sit and have a beer. It was the least relaxing 12 hours of my life. We immediately went home after we woke up.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And everyone was filthy, because they're so close to the ground, and it's so dusty. And you know how babies are kind of tacky anyway and sweaty? Like, all the dirt just gets on them and all the folds. Ugh. Oh, God, it was awful.
I actually think it's the packing stage where I start to go, I don't want to go anymore. I don't want to do this. Why are we doing this? There's so much stuff that has to be put into.
And we're going
to
take your whole baby suite.
We can't
with
even
you.
Go. Like, let's just not. 707 says, Dexter was good, but after fifth season of the show, it went downhill and the final episode was terrible. I agree.
Oh.
Yeah.
So watch four seasons and that's it.
Well, I don't remember because it's been a while now, but the first few seasons were, it's the best show on television.
I remember you when the third season was happening. You were losing your mind over the third season.
It was really a great show.
Is that the John Lithgow one?
That's what I was thinking. John Lithgow, Jimmy Smith,
James Olmos. Smith was great. Olmos was great. And then we started to get into, and actually, what's that girl's, it was a lady.
Right. Julia
starts with an S.
Styles
was good too.
Oh, she was a victim, huh?
But there's a, like the final season, some stuff with him and his sister. Like you just go, oh, come on.
It was like an incest theme. That's hard to get behind.
It just wasn't watchable. Mm. It wasn't good.
Wasn't he adopted though, Vin?
He was.
Yeah. So they weren't really sister and brother.
But, well.
They just spent all their life thinking that they were.
Oh, he didn't know he was adopted?
It just ended up bad. It did. That's all. I don't want to give anything away. You might like it. For me, it's still worth watching, but didn't end well. 415 says, Sarah, no. Bread sits out for days in the open with multiple. What they're doing here is you can't order anything at a restaurant.
Okay.
And be safe.
Yeah. I just was surprised to hear you say you felt like a salad would be the safe thing.
The only place I have ever felt scared to eat something was like fish restaurants.
Oh.
What are you pointing at?
The place down over there. Oh. The one in right
there. There's a restaurant close
right there. Yeah.
I don't know I've ever.
I've walked in there and gone, really? Eating here, huh?
I've never eaten in there.
You should keep that track record up.
Okay. I don't.
It's fine.
Did I tell you what
the
my
main
husband
reason
found
I don't
in the salad
yes.
there was?
Yeah.
He
I can't
a
get over
screwdriver
that.
In his salad. Like an actual physical 5-inch long screwdriver in his salad.
Mm-hmm.
And Hooman wouldn't let him complain or return it.
Because Hooman's in charge of your husband?
Hooman just felt like because he goes there often,
uh-huh.
he didn't want it to be.
Oh, I would complain.
I go
there often.
Hell yeah. There's a screwdriver in my salad. Yeah.
I thought that.
And it ain't the good kind.
There's a snake in my boot.
I thought that was a place to go for drinks.
I'm thinking you might be safer with the drinks there than the food.
That's why I've never. Anyway. Bohemian Rhapsody was so good, says 415. That guy played Freddie spot on.
Yeah, it's good. It just really, I started to get bothered that I was going to forget what Freddie looked like. It's so important to me to know Freddie.
408 says, Vinny, what's the name of that toy Isla sleeps with? It's called Violet.
Just Violet? That's the name of it?
Right?
Yes, yeah. Violet.
It's a monkey?
No, purple bear? Is it a bear? It looks like a bear.
It's a bear.
Okay.
And it's interactive. And my kid will roll through the lullabies.
Mm.
If she is not asleep by the first one, she just starts it again. It's like 15 minutes of lullabies.
Oh, that's so sweet, soothing.
Oh, Vinny, if you happen to be going number one in the bushes and a child was in the car near, they could arrest you for going in public and also add on a sex offender charge. I realize none of you guys have been to the spot I'm talking about, the outdoor, the cell phone lot for the
San Jose Airport.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's in some, there's bushes. There's a creek that goes by. There's no one that's ever. And I go down a hill.
Mm. To your pee spot.
Dude, I drive from the city when I'm going to pick up my mom.
It's a long drive.
What?
They should seriously consider putting a porta potty there.
That'd be great. Maybe they should.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't.
Porta potties. Worst nightmare.
719 says, I have no idea what we should vote on Measure 8, the dialysis one. I know that one's a doozy.
I know. I think I might have left that. I left a couple blank this time.
That one's a doozy.
I felt like I don't have any. There's no reason for me to weigh in on
this. The further you read into it, the more you see there are two very specific sides. And go with your gut. There's all I can tell you.
There's an old man yelling on TV about he's going to die without his dialysis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. 415 says, he's peeing in a bush. Get over yourselves.
Yeah, we're just giving him crap. I mean, that's really all this show is.
Right.
It's a bunch of people giving each other crap.
Well, we sure can't give it to anybody else. Nobody else can take it.
Nope, that's true. We can take it, though. That's why
we
like
your text.
Well,
some people on the show.
Yeah, some of us. And it depends on the day, too. Sometimes you're feeling a little vulnerable. And someone's in, then you know, you feel... I feel attacked.
That hurts.
So funny. Someone who knows me and you guys wrote, where the hell did Sarah's John find a screwdriver in his salad?
Oh.
We're not going to say right now.
No.
But I'll text you back later. I noticed it was all the women criticizing peeing in the bushes. Jealous much?
Yes, totally jealous.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. I would
not
pee
to say
in
I haven't
every
done
bush
it.
On earth if I had one of those. Just at best because I could.
I think you'd get over it after a little
while. Mushroom slapping people left and right.
Not
for a while, though. Mushroom slap me. Yeah. Oh, man.
People are asking, how's John?
He's not good. Luckily, my sister-in-law just come to the... She went to the rescue. She went to Safeway and got Pedialyte. And,
oh, good.
I know. And she's like over there, like, you know... I don't know, spoon feeding.
Holding his head.
I don't know what the hell she's doing. I wouldn't want to get near the guy if I was her. She's going to drive my kid to school. And,
oh, look
I
at
know.
You.
It's great.
With the family help.
It's. I've
Finally,
never,
it pays
I've
off
never
that
had
they're
this
living
before.
By you.
My whole life with kids, I've never had any family living nearby. And it's actually kind of amazing because I was like, what am I going to do? And I want to call my brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah, it's nice.
The aunt and uncle stepped in.
Nicely done.
Huge. I feel good about it. I know. I'm super happy.
All right. Let's take a break.
Mornings can be such a hectic time. But ever since I got Google Home Hub, I feel so much more organized. I can see my whole day at a glance.
That's right. So I start my day at my Google Home Hub now. Mm. And I get my news, sports scores. My calendar is on there. So I know if I have a meeting or ballet class or in one spot, I get all the info I need to get into my day.
Right. I say, good morning, Google. And it says, good morning, Sarah. And tells me all about everything that I'm going to need to know about that day. How long is it going to take me to work? And then if I want to make some breakfast, I can ask,
Google, how do I make a frittata?
Exactly.
If you eat those, I don't know.
It's hands-free help at a glance. So when you need help in the kitchen, just ask for help in the kitchen. It'll walk you through whatever it needs. I'm not even sure what those are, but I'm sure Google Home Hub does know and it'll walk me through the whole thing. Then I can set up timers and each one that I set up has a name and is right there at Command Central on the Google Home Hub.
My current favorite feature is our family photo albums rolling on Google Home Hub. You're going to love this. You can get Google Home Hub at the Google Store.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.